Sunshine FM's Big Weekend. Hello, John, how you doing?
Mate, I'm doing absolutely awesome.
All right, I have got a ripper for you today. Now, you guys deal in new caravans, correct?
Yeah, we do both new and used.
Do you?
We do.
Well, good, that's what I want to talk to you about. What should I look for if I'm buying a second-hand caravan?
Look, that's an interesting question, because let's face it, we've all got a budget, and not all of us, you know, can afford to go out and buy a new caravan straight up. And a used caravan is great to stick within that budget, or as a trial to see if caravanning's for you or not before you go and invest the big bucks in a new one.
Yep.
But unlike a car, there's a lot more componentry involved. So obviously the big things I'd be looking for is to make sure that tyres have even wear, because otherwise if the tyres are wearing unevenly, it could mean that there's an issue with the suspension.
Okay.
And these are thousands of dollars worth of issues that you don't budget on, obviously.
That's a good tip.
Because the big thing is if you use it, there's no warranty.
Yeah.
So it's a buyer beware case.
Yep.
The other thing, especially important if you're looking at a Marante or a timber frame caravan, is water leaks. Basically, if a van hasn't been treated properly and people haven't maintained the seals, they do break down over time and vans do leak. It's like a house. It's a fact of life.
Yeah.
However, if it has leaked and it hasn't been fixed or seen to in a short period of time, you can be up for thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars worth of damage. And a big way to check that is just check for water leaks, mainly around your windows, any protrusion around your hatches, and look down low, because water will travel down low. So open the cupboards and look up the back and just make sure there's no water marks and no mouldy smell.
Well, once again, you're just full of great information.
Mate, I could honestly talk about that topic for a long, long time. And that is, if you can, that's an advantage, I suppose, of buying new a van, is that you've got a warranty. So if there's an issue, it's not an unexpected cost for you.
But at least there's some things that people can check now. John, thanks a lot, and we'll catch you next Friday.
Mate, I look forward to it.